Kalim chapter 14, Mishnah 5, carrying on from the last Mishnah with the wagons. And the last Mishnah, we said all the parts of the wagon that could receive impurity. This Mishnah is all the parts of the wagon that are not susceptible to impurity. So it says the Mishnah, Atarin Shabagala, those parts of the wagon which do not accept impurity, are as follows. Ha'ol ha-metzupa, an overlaid yoke, which was the wooden yoke, and it was overlaid with metal, but it was just like decorative metal. So the yoke itself is a wooden utensil, doesn't have a receptacle, and therefore is not susceptible to impurity. And the metal is also not susceptible to impurity because it just serves the wood. It doesn't, you know, it's not functional in and of itself. Kanafaima sius lenoi, also if there were any like wings made for decoration. So these are poles protruding from the side of the yoke. They don't assist in the function of the yoke. They are just there for decoration and therefore not susceptible to impurity. Shofaras ha-mashmiyos es ha-kol, tubes which were there for just to make a noise. Apparently what they used to do was hang these tubes on the side of the yoke, and then when the wind blew, it would like blow through the tube and make a whistling sound, and those were also not susceptible to impurity. Some sort of lead that they would put on the side of the neck of the animal, and again this was also an ornament, and only jewelry worn by people is susceptible, but not ornaments used by animals, and therefore this was also not susceptible to impurity. Hasover shel galgal, if there was a metal rim around a wooden wheel, that's also not susceptible because the wooden wheel again has no receptacle and therefore is not susceptible to impurity. And the wooden rim just serves the metal rim just serves the wood, and therefore it's subservient to the wood, and therefore also not susceptible to impurity. Hatasim vatzipoyim ushaar kol amasmaros. The sheet metal or plating or nails, which were also all put there just for purposes of ornamentation, were not susceptible to impurity. So, I mean, you can see the pattern. These things are all like auxiliaries or for decoration or something like that, and therefore not susceptible. Sandale behemah shel matkos, animal shoes which were made of metal, tmein, are susceptible to impurity, but not because they're animal shoes, because we said, like animals' clothing and ornaments are not susceptible. Apparently, these things could also be used as cups. And he brought you that soldiers used to use them as drinking cups when there's nothing else available. And therefore, that's why it's susceptible to impurity. Shel sha'am, but if they were made of bark, the animal shoes, then torin, then they are pure because you couldn't use that for a cup. It would probably leak out. Now, slight change of topic. Asaf ma'masa makabel tuma. When does a sword become susceptible to impurity? Meaning when it's being made, at what point is it considered a finished utensil? And says the Mishnah Mishi Shufenu, when he rubs it, meaning he doesn't have to like fully sharpen it, because a sword, even if it's a little bit blunt, it can still like kill a person. You can chop off their head, right the head. It doesn't have to be so sharp to kill a person, a sword. The hasakin, but a knife, kashish chezena, that has to be properly sharpened, and only when it's properly sharpened will the knife be susceptible to impurity. It's considered complete only at that point.